B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Yeah, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for a new Superstart battery built to handle even the toughest conditions. Visit your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com. LBF, what's cool? What do you
okay,
got?
Okay, big important day in history, and also the reason that I am slightly messed up.
Okay. Big day in history and why you're slightly messed up. You know, recognition of that is the first step.
Is it? I think so.
Admittance is two.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. So I'll move on.
You're halfway there. Okay. Brian, what's cool? What do you have?
Well, I've got the top nuggets in all the land. Because, you know, it's sports season, so my kids are eating a lot of chicken nuggets.
Wow, the top nuggets.
Tell you where to get the best ones.
Well, I'll see your nuggets. And,
excuse me?
Really?
Well,
all right. I'll see your
chicken nuggets, you know? I'm going to give you, if you ever have a moment when you're not feeling, you're logy. You ever hear the term logy?
No.
Maybe things aren't as regular as you'd like them to be.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, the Huffington Post, the Huffington Post posted the top cereals to help you with that.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Stay tuned. Okay. I'll run you down the top five.
Okay.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Today is the day that the best thing happened. Stephen King was born.
Okay.
The author who I love and adore. Mm. But he is the reason, in conjunction with my mother, I am messed up.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Because when I was 7 years old, Stephen King's first short story collection came out.
Okay.
And my mother bought it. And she thought that that would be a good bedtime story. Oh,
are you serious?
Serious. One of her favorites, you guys. And I think that in honor of Stephen King, if you're not haven't read him yet, start with Night Shift. It's 1978's Night Shift. It's a bunch of short stories. Mm-hmm. The one that she read to us constantly and referenced was called I Am the Doorway. Here's the premise. Guy is an astronaut retired. He comes back. Aliens have invaded him and his fingers have eyes on them, and the aliens can see through the eyes. So and make him and make him do terrible things, and then he burns his hands in kerosene and to make them stop. And then he realizes 7 years later they've invaded his body.
That's hilarious.
Wait.
Hey, my daughter's 7. I'll have to read her.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then she got kicked out of the local parent group because she did the same thing with my sister's sleepover. She went over when they were sitting in tents and they were like 7 years old, and read them the same thing.
Oh, my God.
Wow. It does explain a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
wow.
He's a really good author. I mean, everyone knows he is.
This is why you never leave the house.
Well, there's too many Stephen King books to read. He has 63 novels and 16 others.
Wow. What's your favorite Stephen King?
My favorite Stephen King is It.
Yeah.
But I really do like Different Seasons because Shawshank Redemption and The Body are in that. And Sleep on Needful Things.
I like The Stand, but we'll talk about that later. So that's actually
everyone
good
has point. A favorite,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I started that 10 years ago.
The
I
stand.
Hope.
I would, if I were you, I'd sit.
Yeah, you might want to.
It's a big book.
Happy birthday.
All right, Brian.
All right. the fine people at UpRocks.
Yes.
They have done the work for you. They've taken 16 of the different nuggets. We're not talking tenders. This is just the nuggets of every fast food place ranked by order of popularity. The worst ones, Dairy Queen rotisserie-style chicken bites. They're not even like breaded. They're horrible. They don't even go there.
Okay.
Oh.
Burger King chicken nuggets came in 15th.
15th?
Burger King chicken fries, 9th, getting better. Wendy's chicken nuggets, 8th. But Wendy's spicy nuggets, number 2. And the number 1 chicken nugget in all the land, you have a guess?
Yeah.
It's Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah. I've never been to a Chick-fil-A.
Well, you're missing out on
I know.
You
I
were just in Brockton yesterday. There's
I know.
One over there by
I haven't driven by
I
one.
Went to a little kind of a party Saturday. I told you on a campground.
Yeah.
And they got the Chick-fil-A platter. And these nuggets are like an inch big. You can't stop popping them.
Yeah.
Once you start, you can't stop.
They're pretty
I'm
delicious.
Serious.
I'd like to have seen that.
You know, you're
just like going over and being like, boop, 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 boop.
Back away. Back away. No,
there you go.
That's a good list.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another one. Remember the old Saturday Night Live skit about a cereal called Colon Blow?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
You remember Colon
now
Blow?
Now there's Super Colon Blow.
Yes, there is.
That's disgusting.
That's a great commercial.
Well, the Huffington Post decided to rank the number one cereals for number two. Get it?
I see what you did there. Boy, are you clever.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah,
you
sure.
Have the need. Number five, Stand By Fiber One. Fiber One's number five. Number four.
Those Fiber One bars are dangerous.
Right. You want to know this list.
All right, go
don't
ahead.
Act like you don't. Number four, Ezekiel Sprouted Flourless
Flakes.
Well,
no kidding. That just says, go to the bathroom.
A surprise at number three, Cheerios. Who would have thought?
High in fiber.
Yeah, well, that's true. Good for the high. Number two, Bob's Red Mill Organic Oat Bran. That says everything, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Bob's Red Mill Organic Oat Bran.
Yeah.
And number one, number one, I've never heard of it, but I like it, is Barbara's Multigrain Puffins.
Oh, I've had those.
You've had the puffins?
Oh, yeah? And?
I don't recall anything changing. Barbara's Puffins are super good.
Oh, my God.
Really?
You've had Barbara's Puffins?
I spent years having Barbara.
I've never heard of Barbara's Puffins.
Oh, yeah, they're in the organic aisle, and they're really good. You can get them in cinnamon, and you can get them in vanilla, but but regular is good. They're also good snacking.
Very regular. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Colon Blows. 625.
Huffins, huh? Who knew?
Dave did.
In pocket. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.